Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio, Shasta Redding, California, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:05, and I am your guest host, John Dixon, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are out on a mission taking care of business with the Salvation Army Golf Tournament and going to be the stars, no doubt. We're looking forward to them bringing home trophies and filling this studio up with all sorts of memorabilia. I don't know how Carl's going to do with that Mashie and Niblick out there hitting wooden golf clubs on a course where everybody else is hitting titanium, but I'm sure he'll do okay. With me today, as co-host, for the first time, is a very special person who is the web content and marketing coordinator for My Outdoor Buddy, Frank Galusha's Saturday show, and his website. And if you have any questions about that, go to www.myoutdoorbuddy.com and look at some of the most fantastic pictures and stories you'll ever see. Now then, she's also an independent video production entrepreneur and a fun, vital person in this community, Sharon Warrenius. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Redding.
And we are here and looking forward to having a good show today. However, things changed a little bit at the onset when we first heard the news concerning the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, where 50 people were shot. 12 dead, and the gunman is in custody. He's 24 years old. There's no apparent motivation. He claimed he had explosives at his apartment and in his vehicle. However, when they checked the apartment, they cleared it of all of these things, and there's nothing else in the car. But apparently he went into the theater or threw canisters of smoke, possibly smoke grenades, into the theater. They exploded, and then he stood by the exits and shot people as they came running out the exits. He was eventually taken down by police. There's not a whole lot of detail about this, but there's a lot of concern about it. What's going on in our society? How sick can it be?
You know, John, if I may say, you know, last night, I'm up till 3 o'clock this morning waiting for my 17-year-old daughter to come home. Where was she? She was at the theater last night watching the opening of Batman, same show that this happened at. And when I woke up and saw that on the computer today, oh, my gosh, chills ran up and down me. What are they trying to do? They're going to, like, I feel like this is going to stop so many people, possibly in the future, from going to the movies. I'm scared now.
Major effect on the economy, whether people are going to want to go out and face this type of thing. And one of my immediate thoughts was the copycat capability of this is terrifying. I mean, any nutcase in the world can step into a theater with a loaded weapon and go crazy. And if there was ever, you know, one of the biggest contradictions, and I'd like to have your take on this as well, is one of the senators or assemblymen, congressman, from Colorado, who is a major gun advocate, gun opponent, is demanding that the president and any other people that are in charge do something to stop and take the guns out of the hands of people. I feel it's a total contradiction. We should have guns in the hands of people. If there had been one person with a concealed carry who was competent in that movie theater, he could have ceased that whole thing from happening before 50 people got shot and 12 people got killed. We need concealed carry. And How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it seems to me that's the case in a lot of situations anymore, where it seems like people who shouldn't have guns are having guns, and they're just shooting people all over the place. And, you know, they people who are against, you know, people having guns, it's like, oh, well, you've got to keep them out of the hands of the bad guys. You can't do that. Anyone can get a gun. I don't care if you've been in prison. I don't care how old you are. To get a gun is easy enough to do. And it just seems like, you know, people, if you can't, if you're not allowed to carry a gun and only the bad men have them, this is what's going to continue to happen. You're not going to stop it by taking a, saying you're going to take away the guns from the bad guys. That's not even possible.
I agree with you. And again, you mentioned Sharon being at the, Sharon Ivory being at the theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how can she be protected in this situation? It's if somebody walks in, I want somebody armed, ready to take off on this.
All right, I need to break in here because we have patiently waiting on the line our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and every Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, they let us know what's happening out there in the financial world. Kathy, what's up?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 69 points at 12,873. The Standard & Poor's 500 is negative 7 at 1,368. And the NASDAQ is negative 15 at 2,950. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 17 cents at $7.09 and General Electric up 17 cents at $19.97. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 11 cents at $14.90 and Bank of Commerce is up 5 cents at $4.11. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 30-year yield to 2.55%. And over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.78 at $90.88. Gold is down $5.50 at $15.74.90. And silver is down 33 cents at $26.88. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, 4KCNR.
And thank you very much, Kathy. As I mentioned, we can check in with the Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR 1460. Be back with the weather and then more of our guest hosts, John Dixon and Sharon Warenius, and lots more to come right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
At 7:15, your Free Fire weather. Going to be looking at sunny skies today. Temperatures closing in on the century mark. Clear tonight, a low right around 70. And hot tomorrow with a high 103. Right now in Reading, 63 degrees. And this weather report, always brought to you by our friends out at Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host, John Dixon and Sharon Morenius.
Welcome back, North State. This is John Dixon, and I'm here with my lovely guest, Sharon Morenius. She's my co-host, and fortunately, she's somewhat opinionated, so we're going to have an opportunity,
John,
to bring lots of...
John, before you go back on your rant there, you've been out to Anselmo's, right?
Great yes,
place.
I have.
Very nice place.
Fabulous place. As a matter of fact, we celebrated your wife's 50th birthday there
yes,
for just
I was
a few
there
minutes
too.
With you. And I recommend Anselmo's to everybody. I think it's a fabulous place, not just the restaurant, but the grounds are fabulous. The chapel's great. I mean, just taking a tour of the place and seeing what the barn is like, and whatever you do, if you get an opportunity to peek in Chicken's office window in the stable, definitely do that. It's just a piece of artwork in itself. Could be a Norman Rockwell painting, don't you think?
I do. If you don't mind me putting a plug in here, you had mentioned My Outdoor Buddy. And, you know, Frank Galusha from My Outdoor Buddy, his whole purpose here is to promote this area for, you know, tourism, hunting and fishing and use of the outdoors. And we have a photo contest on right now. And someone like from Anselmo's could take a beautiful picture of the grounds, maybe
the chapel,
or even the stables, maybe even get their name in there,
Chicken's office,
and and submit it to the photo contest, and it'll be published online as well as on Facebook, and help promote that they have Anselmo's here or any other, you know, beautiful place that someone here might want to see in the North.
That's
State.
Fantastic. We have several regulars that come into the chat room who are frequent visitors at Anselmo's. That would be, one of them would be Ruth Angel, the other one is Karen. Delightful people, and they're often up there. Possibly they could enter that into
the perhaps
photo
they
contest.
Could bring a camera, hint out
hint.
There.
Now, we've dealt with the pleasures of My Outdoor Buddy and Anselmo's, and unfortunately we're going to come back a little bit more to the issues of how do you protect yourself in these situations that took place at the theater at the Aurora, Colorado opening of The Dark Knight?
I think it was the Batman movie.
Yes.
And, you know, John, that is something that one of the first things that hit my mind this morning is, you know, I don't want to stop my daughter from going to the movies, whether it's a midnight showing or day showing. This could happen at any time. But how do I talk to her? How do I tell her to be careful at something like this? You know, when things happen, it's like if someone, we have a lot of prepare yourself and take self-defense classes, and if someone tries to get you, you scream, you run. But in something like this, it seems like the dangers in the world today are exploding. They're getting worse. How do we talk to our kids and tell them, what do I say, Ivory, next time, duck under the seat and crawl out? You know, what do we do? Carry gas masks with you?
Well, it's interesting that this is a conversation that I had with Carl when we discussed this earlier this morning in regards to a sergeant that he had in his command who was a somewhat of a tough guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, in regards to some of these others, like Virginia Tech that took place and whatnot, sadly, everybody who had to face the elements of that attack ran from it. And that's because from the time we're in kindergarten, we're trained not to offend, not to take any type of positive actions to protect yourself and hide. If a few people, recognizing that they were imperiled anyway, had charged this guy and taken him down, it could have saved many lives, it could have saved a lot of wounds, and it could have eliminated the threat almost on the spot.
Right, but so much easier to say than do. I remember one time I was coming out of a restaurant at 2 in the morning with a friend of mine. Some guy jumped out of the bushes and attacked my friend, grabbed her purse, knocked her to the ground. And I wanted to scream. I was frozen. And I think running is like a natural tendency. I don't know if we were taught to run. I think it's a natural tendency. But also, you freeze because you're not expecting it.
Well, and that probably is the, if you're pre-warned, forewarned, you have an opportunity to mentally prepare yourself for these types of things. And it's sad that we have to think like this at all.
No, it's like we always have to be prepared and have a second out. You know, what are you going to do if? And think ahead of time, like, okay, I'm going to go to the movies. What do I do if this happens to me? You know, where are the exit signs? Know where the exit signs. Can you crawl underneath a seat? You know, where are you sitting? It's a shame we have to think that way, but that is where, you talk about crime here in Reading and all over this country, that's where we're getting. People are just flipping out. I don't understand.
I couldn't agree with you more. And when you look at the video of the little 10-year-old girl that was practically snatched up by this predator, and she fought, kicked, bit him, and said that she learned to fight like that to get away from watching some television show.
Right. Well, they
that prepared her for this.
I totally love classes like that, and I know, you know, my daughter and my son both took Taekwondo and karate, and they do, they repeat and repeat, and this is what you do, and I think that's great training for kids and adults both.
She got away. And her little brother, she said, screamed louder than she'd ever heard him scream before in his life. But these are the type of things that we do have to prepare for now. We do have to have a mental uptake on. And right now, we're going to have a mental uptake on taking a break to make some money.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes, like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto, and starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Clobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93... for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyo Tomy or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program. My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew in Reading. That is the home of Espresso Joe's. Inside Tobacco and Brew, they're open 7 days a week, 7 to 7. Oh, they've got competitive prices, 50 flavors to choose from, a coffee of the month at a reduced price, and 35 specialty drinks. Joe and Shelley, great folks here in Reading, big supporters of our veterans community. Check them out. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, proud supporters of Free Fire Media. Now back to our guest hosts, John Dixon and Sharon Warrenius.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio listeners, and I hope there's a whole bunch of you out there. I'd love to have you sign into the chat room, those of you who haven't already, and join us for some lively debate and conversation. We're looking forward to the Friday crew to come in. You know, I love Fridays because they're open mic Fridays and we can pretty much say whatever we want to and do whatever we want to. That's why this is my favorite day of the week to fill in for Carl and Linda. And it also gives them a long weekend. Now then, we've been discussing what's taken place in Aurora, Colorado. And in case you haven't heard, a gunman opened fire on a crowded theater of people who were there to see the preview of The Dark Knight, the Batman movie. 50 people were shot, 12 killed. And the gunman is a 24-year-old local Aurora resident, and he's in custody. There has not been any indication this is terrorist related. It seems like it's just crazy related, and there is no motive at the moment, and it just seems senseless. It's a waste of life and people.
And young lives, so many young kids,
including a 3-month-old baby,
yeah,
that was shot. Anyway, we were talking about defending yourself in these situations and how our mental preparation has not been geared towards this. I mean, ever since the 50s, we have had a relatively internally calm life up until it seems like 9/11. And nobody was prepared for what happened. Carl had mentioned to me that it's a shame that some people didn't rush this guy and get his weapon away from him. And Sharon has already signed in on the thought that that's not how you think when you're in those circumstances. But I'd like to go back to one of those planes that took place at 9/11 that was going to be flown into, I think, the White House or
the Pentagon or
something. Yeah, and they overwhelmed the terrorists on this thing. The regular everyday citizens that were on board that flight,
right,
took control of the situation and didn't let that happen.
But they also had a little time to get that together,
yes,
and
they
plan.
To think it.
And in a situation like last night at the movie theaters or like at Virginia Tech, when it just happens like that, you know, it's hard to rush a guy, I imagine, when you got a gun, you know, pointing in your face and bullets flying.
Yes, I agree. But on the other hand, do you take a bullet for the crew and try to save as many lives as you can? And I'm thinking, I would like to think that I would respond that way. I would like to think that if somebody was there in the audience with a concealed carry, that they would take this guy on and have some positive impact.
Right. But then again, you have a theater with a bunch of younger people.
Absolutely.
Who probably aren't old enough even, you know, to own guns. But, you know, that reminds me of, John, back in 9/11. Right after that happened, everyone was on the lookout. We were watching and observing everybody.
Yes, we were. And we're going to have to take a break for just a moment, and we'll be back with this very engaging conversation.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are tumbling in early trading on renewed concerns over the European debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 60 points. On the upside, Google shares are on the rise following better-than-expected second-quarter results. The search giant's second quarter profit was helped by continued growth in its core internet search business, but advertiser payments per click kept falling. It's Google's first earnings report since its $12.5 billion acquisition of Motorola Mobility. And there's some encouraging news for the auto industry. According to a new survey by KPMG, automakers will boost hiring and expand part plants over the next year to keep up with rising demand to replace aging cars and trucks. U.S. auto executives are bullish about their company's prospects, despite worries about declining demand in Europe caused by the debt crisis and pricing pressures on vehicles. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, National Guard, or are a reservist who has deployed to active duty, there are many programs and services available to you. On Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the downtown post office on Yuba Street in Redding. There will be a multitude of organizations there to assist with employment, moving into permanent housing, transportation, and medical services. A complimentary lunch and other refreshments are provided. Every veteran is welcome. Please allow us to serve those of you who have served by attending the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair. Remember, it's Friday, July the 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll see you there.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
at 7:34, this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by our friends at Lions Heating and Hair. You know, you heard the weather report a little while ago, and you'll hear it again here shortly. It's going to get hot. You want to make sure that you're going to stay comfortable and cool in your own home. Well, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. Alliance Heating and Air does service and repairs in all makes and models. They're available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They've been doing this since 1992. They can tune up your air conditioning system and extend its life because it can get a little expensive if it breaks down this time of year. They stand by their work. Customers will see the value. That's Alliance Heating and Air. You can email them at on their webpage at homecomfort.org or give them a call, 221-2642. 42. They are great sponsors here at Free Fire Radio. And now back to our guest hosts, John Dixon and Sharon Moranius.
Welcome back, North State, you Free Fire Radio listeners. This is John Dixon, and I'm here with my co-host,
Sharon Moranius.
And we had a drop-in guest that was a nice, pleasant surprise, Mr. Bill Collins, who is associated with the Riverfront Playhouse.
I'm associated. I've done plays there with my wife, Lisa, but this actually is West Side Performing Arts Company.
Excellent. And he's here to press us with a little pop for his newest show.
Yeah, I'm really here. It's
You are.
It's not that other guy.
Bill. Bill isn't here. He couldn't make it today. So Bill. I sent down this other guy.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So anyway, I'm here about Schoolhouse Rock, which is a fantastic show. We have 28 kids all from the Shasta County area. Ages 7 through 15, it's, I would say, the best, most talented kids, singers, dancers that I have ever worked with, and I've been in the business 50 years.
What's the age level, Bill?
The age is 7 years through 15.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Not my age. That's not my age.
I sometimes could be 4 years old. When I was 4, I used to watch Schoolhouse Rock, and it was fun.
And you're just a Bill. You're only a Bill, but you're not sitting up on Capitol Hill.
There you are, Bob.
You presented the bill?
I have not presented the bill, but it's going to be a good one. Actually, speaking of money and Bill, the tickets are only $8.
Hey, that's fantastic.
The show runs. It's a two-act show. It runs 1 hour. 30 minutes each one, so it's a nice show. You can bring kids.
And it's at Riverfront Stadium.
No. This is at the McLaughlin Auditorium, which
the
is
big
the
stage.
Sequoia
Beautiful
School.
Beautiful place.
Sequoia
yes.
School at Sequoia Streets in Placer. Tickets are $8 for 3 years old and up. Under three, they're in free.
And what is the day that it's going to be, Bill?
Tomorrow, 2 p.m.
So
Saturday.
We're on a rush on this thing, everybody.
2 p.m. Exactly.
2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice matinee to get out of the heat. The place is air-conditioned. It's a fabulous, fabulous venue for stage and music plays. The acoustics in there are just incredible.
It's a nice theater.
It
yes,
really,
it really
is.
Is.
Hey,
now,
Bill, I'm curious.
Yes, Sharon.
What is the Schoolhouse Rock?
Schoolhouse Rock.
What's it going to consist of?
Give you a little background on it. It was a show in the 70s. It wasn't really a full half-hour show. They were little segments, and they would interject these little bits of informative songs and skits. And it covers everything from astronomy, math, English. There are songs about the noun. Bob, you seem to know
there
that.
Was nutrition. There
yes.
was there were little 5-minute vignettes, and I believe they were on the ABC television network Saturday mornings. And they were educational. They were fun. They were presented well. And to this day, some of those little ditties are stuck in my head.
I remember those.
Sing
my
for
kids,
us, Bob.
We're involved.
No.
Bill, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a minute.
What's that?
Did you bring us a couple free tickets?
I do.
You
I
did.
Have two free tickets.
Okay.
Unless it's a family that want to bring a mother, father, and a child.
Well, then let's have the next caller that comes in on...
if it's a family of four, we'll do it.
605-4567 is the number. Once again, 605-4567. First caller gets two free tickets to Schoolhouse Rock.
If.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Maybe, a caveat. If they can name one of the songs or something they learned from it back then, I'll put a caveat. And if not, then all right.
Oh,
I'm an easy guy.
I'm afraid I already broke you on that one, but that's a good thought. We'll do that next time.
Anyway, the point of the show is it was so educational that some people, for example, the preamble. Many kids, after they'd watched this show about the preamble, could pass their exams by they'd sing the little song.
Out of that. Just... kind of like the
phone number?
A, B, C, D,
yes.
E, F. Exactly. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's like once it's in your memory, it's there forever. It's like muscle memory.
And I definitely want to go now. I feel like I need to go back to school. I learned something here.
Oh, it's really an entertaining show. Entertaining. We have a winner.
We do have, a winner. Right, Schoolhouse Rock. We have a winner. Her name is Heather. And she
and how are we going to award those? Is she going to pick them up here or at the box office?
Have her come to the, I have her last name. I won't say it over the air. Right. But have her come to the front door. Tickets can be bought at the front door, by the way, at Sequoia School. McLaughlin Auditorium, just come in there and say, Bill has four tickets.
Heather, I hope you heard that. Bill has four tickets waiting for you at the door tomorrow. It starts at 2 o'clock. Be there maybe 10 minutes early.
Early. It's open seating, and there are some snacks there. There is an intermission. Normally the show runs an hour straight on, but we want to take a break. If there's little kids, then, they can only sit still for about 30
I might add that
minutes.
There's no bad seats in that entire
theater. No, it's a nice theater, and it's a great cast, 28 kids, 7 through 8, through 15, and I really, the staff that I worked with, Alice Bailey, Christy Amaker, Lori Cahill, the wonderful people, the set designer, Susie Tancredo, they're great people to work with, and it's just a phenomenal set and a great group of kids, and very colorful. It'll keep the little ones keep their eyes open.
It's time for us to make some money now, so we're going to take a break.
It's a magic number.
You got
it. Me three. Bye.
Bye, Bill. Thank you.
I love it.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And weather for the North State as we get ready to get back into our show here. Outlook is for sunny skies today, a high of 96, clear tonight, low near 70. Tomorrow, hot and a high of 103. Now, because we've got 67 degrees, the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And these people that I just can't keep quiet, back on the air now with our guest host, John Dixon and Sharon Warenius.
Good morning. This party's just having too much fun in here. We, you know, besides having Sharon here to keep me awake and slap me around a little bit, I've got Bill Collins here.
Yeah, who and is, that's everybody's nightmare. I'll tell you that right now, folks.
You know what?
You certainly woke us up.
You pumped the show, you know, and have some more coffee.
More coffee. Okay, I'll have another cup. Okay. I got a double espresso waiting for me outside. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about the next thing we're going to talk about, okay?
Yeah, okay, all right. Let me talk. Shut up. All right, let's talk about the Westside Performing Arts Company and their production of Oklahoma, to which I understand your lovely wife is involved.
That's right. Lisa Collins has got the role of Aunt Eller, and she is loving it. It's a lot bigger role than what everyone remembered the original script. Aunt Eller was really a focal point. Now, I did this back in the Bay Area 25, 30 years ago, and that's when I first met Lisa down there. And it's a great show, but the way that Trish Harris, who is the producer of the show, director of the show, she's the founder of Westside Performing Arts Company, who is also doing the Schoolhouse Rock show. So, anyway,
it's all connected.
She's got it so dialed in. She's got these characters, and it's a very different take on what we thought Oklahoma was. This
happy little musical going,
It's not that. There's a lot of subtext that I think most people never realize. So if you come and see it, or when you come and see it, folks, I think you'll have a different take on Oklahoma. It's still a positive show.
The music
is awesome.
Looking forward to it. I think it's a fabulous play.
It's one of the best American musicals,
and
I think.
The fact that you met Lisa back in the beginning that way, and she swept you off your feet, no doubt.
She did. Yes, and definitely a theater family.
Listen, you know, this is kind of an unfortunate wind-up in a way here for what we're doing. I want to congratulate you on all of your involvement in this. I think it's fantastic that you guys bring the arts to our local community and make it work. And it does work. I mean, I've been to many of your productions. It's fabulous. And the fact that you guys care enough to continue to be involved in this is fabulous. Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, thank
really
you. Thank all the people out there in your audience. Come and see it. Oklahoma's tickets, $16 and $19 at the Cascade Theater, I might add. So you'll be hearing more about that.
We will mention this again to the audience before the performance dates, which are August 9th, 10th, and 11th. There is a matinee show on the 11th.
Correct.
At 2 o'clock. Other than that, all the shows are at 7 o'clock. And we are inviting all of you guys to come down there and enjoy a fantastic show. We probably will do a ticket giveaway on this prior.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to do that, yeah. But you can get tickets now. They are available at www.cascadetheater.org.
.org is important.
That's right.
And they've got a box office staff down there at the Cascade that is fabulous. They'll help you out every way. They'll try to accommodate your seating so that you're happy with where you're at. And if you're not, they'll make it better. Sharon, you've been there, you know.
I know. Beautiful, beautiful place. Beautiful. And, you know, I have never been one to be crazy about theater, although I've worked in community theater a lot in Naples, Florida. But I got to admit, I have been to enough shows that even though I go, oh, I'm not sure I want to go tonight, by the time every show I've ever seen, I walk out of there and say, oh, I'm so glad I went. Plays are a wonderful thing. They just do something to your mind to be right there in front of these actors and to just watch them pour their hearts out. It's really very rewarding for the people who go.
Nice way to escape.
Great experience.
Reality.
And you know what?
Yes,
there's
true.
One other thing
and
I want to say about
today.
It. Yes. Any art form that you walk out of and you're still thinking about what you've seen and it challenges you to, you know, an hour or two later you're saying to yourself, you know, I think what they meant was, or anything like this.
Or you're still singing the song.
That's what I meant. Oklahoma, where the wind. Bill,
then,
be quiet.
And then
okay.
two months down the road, you're still singing it, and you go, I can't get it out of my brain.
Going back to a Schoolhouse Rock, every morning I wake up singing one of these songs.
3 is the magic number.
I'll tell you, it gets earworms, I think they're called. Earworms. But they're good earworms.
I have learned that with my daughter. We have sung shows from plays for years and years and years driving to school. And it's a great bonding experience for
okay,
the parents.
Okay, folks.
Well, thank you very much for having me in.
Bill,
folks, come
more
and see
than
the show.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Bill. Say hi to Lisa.
I will.
The reason I said unfortunate, and I need to clarify that, is because we are going to return. We have a guest online who would like to discuss a little more about
the
shooting.
Yeah, Henry, please hold on. We'll come right to you after these questions.
After the break, we're going to be right with you, Henry. We're looking forward to talking to you. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciated you coming in.
Bye. Get on your horse.
Right on.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I've got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employed professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Free Fire Radio with the Target Rich Environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our good friends, new sponsor, Sports Clips Haircuts. They're featuring $5 varsity haircuts that'll be happening on the 21st and 22nd. All proceeds going to the mission Missing in America project. They're at 1750 Churn Creek Road. That is Sports Clips Haircut. 1750 Churn Creek Road. It's good to be a guy. And now, back to our guest host, John Dixon, Sharon Morenius.
Welcome back again, North State. This is John Dixon here with my lovely co-host, Sharon Morenius. And
I've noticed that we have come up with an enormous amount of guests in our chat room, and they are interacting, and I suggest that any of you who are interested in the events of what's going on come into the chat room. Now, one of those members is Henry, and he's online with us on our call-in line, 605-4567. Henry, you're on.
Yes, John. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am.
Good morning, Henry.
Here with Sharon.
You had mentioned that what would have happened if somebody had been carrying when they came out of the theater.
Yes.
I think you just didn't take that far enough. What would you think would have happened if everybody would have been carrying?
I don't think the event would have taken place, do you?
It wouldn't have taken place. And you know an example of that? About 20 years ago, there was a little town in Georgia of 12, 15,000 people that had a number of break-ins, and it kept getting worse. The city council passed an ordinance that everybody in town, every family, had to have a loaded gun in the house. The robbery rate went to nothing.
They took positive action and absolutely affected it. I have read about that case, as a matter of fact, Henry, and I'm glad you brought it up.
My point is that I don't know where these guys went to rob, but they weren't robbing there.
Yeah, they stopped. They got out of town because...
Yeah, they left town. And you know, we're facing that today right here in the city of Reading. The break-in rate has gone up dramatically, and the city council might want to consider something like that.
Henry, we've got a few minutes to the break, and I want to keep you on. If you want to come on after the break, I'd like to continue to discuss AB 109 and realignment and what is going on in our community, and not just our community, because I have a report here from a young lady out of Sacramento, and she put together a composite of all of the different major counties in California and how it's affecting, how realignment is affecting them. We need to seriously look at this realignment issue and see what we can do to get it repealed, because it is not doing the communities any good. We need to get prisoners back where they belong, which is in the California state prison system, not
well,
at the local county level.
If they can build a train track from nowhere to nowhere, they should be able to keep the bad guys in jail.
I'm with you 100%. But we don't need them at the county level. We need them at the state level, removed from the communities. We don't need to have this revolving door thing. I mean, we're talking about the third floor opening, even this new tower jail. We're not going to be able to do much better once that thing fills up in about 2 weeks after they open it than we're doing right now.
Well, it seems like, John, even you talking about the revolving door, even if AB 109 had never been brought up, you still have the problem of people going to jail, people going to prison, getting maybe a little bit of rehab, getting caught, going back. We still have that revolving door. And it's like, no matter what, we cannot just keep all these, what they call low-class offenders, I guess, in prison forever. It's a problem that goes long, far beyond jail. I mean, there's a problem with not just keeping them incarcerated, but keeping people from being in jail, doing the things that they're doing.
You know,
you've got to find a way to stop some
of this. I know what you're saying, and that is absolutely necessary, and it's a long-term concept of retraining their minds so that they can work and function in society and providing them opportunities. The sad part is that we don't have time for that long-term thing.
But you got to start. We need to find a way to start.
But we need a resolution of the street crime right now, because the threat to life and limb of our community's citizens is not right.
If I can interject, the long view, though, is that what is the meta message we're getting out of our media right now about the environment, about the economy, about this? We are teaching our young people through the media, through the movies, through the games, that life means nothing.
Absolutely right.
They become little feral animals, as they would.
Well,
and how do we stop that?
Well, again, we're talking about long-term solutions to a problem that we need a short-term result of right now. I mentioned this young lady Michelle Herson's commentary that she wrote, and one of the lead off on it says, ain't no one really worried about going to jail. And this was a quote from one of the prisoners that was involved in this revolving door situation. And he eventually got 2 3-year sentences and got pulled from those. Ladies and gentlemen out here in our listening audience, it is time for us to pay the bills. And I'm going to turn this over to Bob for a quick break and see. We'll be back with you soon.
Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. Then more Free Fire Media with your guest hosts, John Dixon and Sharon Warrenius. This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Stick around. Lots more coming up.
News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. President Obama's reaction to the killing of 12 people at a crowded movie complex overnight near Denver.
We're going to stand by our neighbors in Colorado during this extraordinarily difficult time.
The president abridging his Florida campaign trip because of the shooting in Aurora. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more live from Washington.
Well, the president learned of the massacre early this morning from his Homeland Security advisor and has spoken with the Colorado governor and the mayor of Aurora.
Such violence, such evil is senseless.
President Obama reflecting on the shooting at a shortened stop in Fort Myers, Florida. It was supposed to be a campaign event. Instead, the president returning to Washington early. Republican challenger Mitt Romney also changing today's campaign plans. Both campaigns have announced they're pulling negative ads from Colorado TV stations, Ron.
Jared, the apartment complex where a 24-year-old James Holmes lives in Colorado has been evacuated. Police say it's elaborately booby-trapped. It could be hours, maybe days, before it can be safe. Holmes is suspected of throwing gas into the theater complex, then opening fire on a crowd there to see the new Batman movie overnight. Dozens were injured. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live.
The youngest victim is reportedly a 4-month-old baby that has been treated and released. Victims are also being treated for burning skin, eyes, noses, and mouths due to exposure to the chemicals apparently thrown by the gunman.
We do have a staging area in the hospital where those families are being received, and we have support counselors available to them as well. Those patients whose family have already been advised and are either at their bedside or awaiting them arriving on the floors.
Dr. Frank Lansville is in charge of the emergency room at Aurora South Medical Center. Ron?
Courtney, on Wall Street, Dow Industrials are down 82 points. Analysts say the selling has been fueled today by renewed concerns about European debt. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
Syria's head of national security is dead, the fourth victim of the bombing that took out three other leaders this week close to President Bashar Assad. There was a raid on City Hall in Trenton, New Jersey. Federal agents left with boxes and folders and such. No charges or arrests. But the FBI still hasn't said what it was looking for.
The FBI serving search warrants, combing through several City Hall offices in a probe centered around embattled Mayor Tony Mack. Mack took office in July 2010 and has been embroiled in controversy ever since. He survived a recall campaign, but his critics are many and they are vocal. Not so many months ago, Trenton became the butt of national jokes when a budget stalemate caused City Hall to nearly run out of toilet paper. Now this.
Bruce Gordon of Philadelphia's Fox 29 reporting from Trenton. The first funerals have been held in Israel for victims killed in Wednesday's bombing of a tourist bus in Bulgaria. Five Israelis, the local driver, and the bomber were killed. A Bulgarian prosecutor says the suspect earlier tried to rent a car using a suspect ID. Officials earlier had said that the suspect had a fake driver's license from Michigan. Some of the cost-cutting moves made by one European government have inspired new protests.
Protests in dozens of cities around Spain by government workers and trade unionists, angered by a
approximately $100 billion in cuts. In Madrid, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas into the crowds as they tried to march on the congressional building. There were also clashes in Barcelona. Spanish unemployment rates amongst the worst in Europe. 1 in 4 out of work. Hundreds of thousands coming out to participate in the protests. In London, Phil Itner, Fox News Radio.
The valves and vents leaking diesel fuel into Lake Huron from a sunken barge have all been plugged. The Coast Guard saying the barge sank early yesterday in stormy weather. I'm Ron Flatter. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We are back, and we are live talking to you here from Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding. And we are in these beautiful, newly appointed studios with the American flag running through. And I have a guest here with me who, this segue is just perfect because I've got Jake Ryan of Patriot Gold and Silver. And if there's any thematic situation between the American flag and Jake, I'm sure he's going to tell us about it. Good morning, Jake. How are you doing this
morning? Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning,
fantastic.
Jake.
Well, yeah, as far as the American flag, people accuse us of wrapping ourselves in it, but,
fantastic wrapping.
It is. But, you know, I fought for this country. I was in the military, which is like Carl, and if I display the red, white, and blue, it's not for advertising purposes.
I'm certainly aware of that. Yeah. It really, I think, reflects your company's positioning in the marketplace right now. And what I mean by that is that it was the patriots who fought for this country's freedom, who were rugged individualists, who were aware that they needed to be able to protect themselves in severe situations, including camping out, living outside, and fighting against invading armies. And we may not be in a position of fighting against invading armies, but we certainly do have times where in the future we are going to need some of your products. Would you like to talk about some of the survival products you have?
Yeah, one of the things I've always heard when I started the business was, because I was focused on gold and silver, and people would say, well, you can't eat gold. Well, why would you want to? And it turns out that the people were kind of looking ahead and thinking, okay, fine, I can negotiate with gold and silver because in the mind of many of my customers, we're talking about a monetary collapse. And I said, well, okay, well, I can appreciate that. And so if that's the scenario that you're buying gold and silver for or not buying gold and silver for, then well, what if I also did that? What if I provided freeze-dried foods? What if I provided pretty much peace of mind type items?
Absolutely.
And I've been listening to talk radio. I've been listening to, Carl and Linda when they were on the other station that shall not be named. and I just thought to myself one day.
We can name them. We're beating them up now. Go ahead.
Well, I advertise with them too. But,
that's fine.
But Carl and Linda were my first, and I just don't want to think I'm just doing it behind their back. No, when I was unemployed, I just remember thinking I wanted to stay up here. I had four boys. This was a great place to live. And I thought, how do I do that? And I found myself listening to talk radio, and I'm thinking, all these things that they're selling, A, are kind of expensive, and B, you have to send away for them, and money would go out of the community. And so I kind of stumbled on the concept of, well, what if I just offered stuff you heard on the radio, except for car insurance? And
well, you know what? The thing that surprised me, I've had some samples of the food products, the dehydrated food products you have when they've been reconstituted, and I am shocked that some of them are quite tasty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is good food.
Oh, well, the eggs. I always tell people, the powdered eggs we sell, the Honeyville, it's a specific brand, and they spray dry it and whatever. And it's, I having been in the military, I consider myself a connoisseur of powdered eggs.
me too.
Yeah, and this stuff is actually a lot better than, just in the last 10 years, It's amazing. I've got freeze-dried oranges.
The upgrade in fruit is what I was going to talk to you about. It is phenomenal. I mean, this stuff tastes like the actual fruit, and in some cases, better than the stuff that you'll get out of a store, out of a grocery store.
What do they package that stuff in nowadays? Do you know?
As far as the... Well,
the food.
Freeze-dried foods come in either number 10 cans. They come in Mylar pouches now. In fact, we even sell Mylar if you want to do it yourself.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. And the interesting thing is that as long as you get stuff that's separate from, you know, you can always buy stuff, you know, Mountain House stroganoff and spaghetti, but anytime you do anything that's got more than one ingredient to it, you got to stabilize it. And unfortunately, you know, that usually means we just add salt to stabilize stuff. But if you just get something that's just one of something, corn, potatoes, you know, fruit, then actually the sodium content is extremely low.
Jake, I'm going to get you to hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to go to a break to the Wells Fargo Minute.
Yes, indeed. Checking in once again with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, is going to tell us the latest that's happening out there in the financial world with this Market Minute. Kathy?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 72 points at 12,871. The S&P 500 index is down 6 at 1369, and the NASDAQ is down 15 at 2950. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 11 cents at $7.15, and General Electric up 17 cents at $19.97. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is up 22 cents at $15.52, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $13.01. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.46%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.46 at $91.20. Gold is down $4.40 at $1,576 even, and silver is down 14 cents at $27.07. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
And at 8:11, thank you very much, Kathy, and we're going to be coming right back to more Free Fire Radio with our guest hosts John Dixon and Sharon Warenius. On the home of Free Fire Media, we'll be back right after this break.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter, sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs Benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyo Tomy or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Where it is 8:15 on a Friday here at Free Fire Radio, taking a quick look at the weather. Sunny today, a high near 96, mostly clear tonight, and a low of about 70 degrees. Hot tomorrow, it's going to jump right up into the triple digits, an expected high of 103. Currently in Reading, we have 68 degrees. Now back to our guest host, John Dixon, Sharon Warrenius.
Welcome back, folks. We're here enjoying a active discussion with Jake Ryan of Patriot Gold and Silver. Mm-hmm. And I was going to make the transition here from talking about survival foods into the current pricing of gold and silver, which we just heard on the Wells Fargo Minute is down again today. And it has been in decline, which is somewhat contrary to what I've always understood. Whenever the stock market is going down, usually gold and silver is going up. But they seem to have been running competitively down over the past 2-3 months, although the fluctuation with the stock market makes it really difficult to determine what it's doing. So, Jake, talk to us about pricing.
Well, I used to be a blood-sucking investment banker with Solomon Smith Barney. I used to be a managing director at Wedbush Morgan Securities. And one of the things I noted is you're partially right, which I guess is better than being partially wrong.
Absolutely.
But
whichever way that glass is empty.
Yeah. Well, you're partially right in that in recent times when you've seen the stock market go up, you tend to see gold and silver go the opposite way and vice versa. Actually, over the last 2 years, it's been the opposite. It's been when the stock market goes up, you can almost guarantee that gold and silver was going up. As we just saw, stock market down, gold and silver down. And what ends up happening is that this will happen for 2 to 3 years, that relationship, and then there'll be an inflection point, and then it goes topsy-turvy. And usually those inflection points are telling you something. It's only been recently that you're starting to see the gold and silver go the opposite way. Back about a month ago, that was the case. The stock market went down, gold and silver went up.
Right.
Well, we hadn't seen that kind of activity for almost 2 years. And so I thought, well, if we're not at the inflection point, we're going to see a few more of those, and then the trend will go the other way. So, and usually what that signals is that the speculators are no longer in the game.
Okay, I have a question to ask about that. Just a second. In the past, whenever there has been a major conflict, military conflict, going on anywhere in the world, gold and silver's value has increased, and primarily because of not the investment value, but the strategic value of it being necessary for various armament, various technologies that were used in making war. I don't seem to have seen this correlation in the past 5 or 6 events, conflict events. And I'm wondering, is there less strategic value in gold and silver now, or is it just strictly that it has moved to the investment situation only?
Well, part of the...
Am I making sense to you?
Yeah, you're making sense. I was involved in both Gulf Wars, and so I was vividly aware of things going on around me. And one of the things you noted in both times is that gold and silver actually either plateaued, didn't do anything, wasn't
exactly
impressed,
my point,
or actually even went down. And the reason for that is those events tended to be tied to oil. And those things were actually bullish for oil. I mean, liberating Kuwait
right. Actually
caused prices of oil to go down. People that speculate are looking to match precious metals up with stuff. And pretty much for the last 15, 20 years, if the trend in oil prices go one way, gold and silver do the other. It's not a coincidence that we've been, almost 18 months now, we've been under $100 a barrel for oil.
Right.
And gold and silver have just been in this trading range.
Coincidental, too, is moving into an election year.
Yeah, how about that?
Now, I mentioned the strategic value of gold and silver. At some point, and this is just anecdotal, if you want to get into it, you can. If you don't, the Hunt brothers that manipulated silver and drove the price up to over $63 an ounce back, what, in the 80s, mid-70s, and got indicted over it?
No, actually they never did. The Hunt brothers, it's amazing how many people see that story and just what happened was the Hunt brothers were members of the COMEX at the time, and they did their God-given right. If they wanted to go long something, they did. What was very curious was that they were the only members of the COMEX to go long silver. They owned Sunshine Mines. They did everything legally, you know, just like the wheat shenanigans the Russians did back in the early 70s. The Hunt brothers simply did it at the end of the 70s with silver.
The way I understood that was that they had bought futures and actually took possession of them, which is something that was unheard of at the time, and they withheld like 90 million ounces from the marketplace.
Well, they did take delivery, and that actually inoculated them from big swings down, because what the speculators were doing were trying to sell a lot of silver they didn't own. But
by withholding it, they created a false economy that drove the price up, and that's why the Federal Trade Commission got involved in it?
No, actually, what really kills me on the COMEX is that the COMEX simply changed the rules. Every single board member of the COMEX
ex post facto
was actually trading their own product, and they were all going short. They were selling at the same time that the Hunt brothers were buying
and storing.
Yeah, which the interesting thing is, you know, that's not how markets usually work. I mean, you should have a pretty good distribution. How is it that every single member of the COMEX was selling as if they were under orders? Because the thing was, gold and silver were not just reacting to the Hunt brothers. The Hunt brothers saw a trend, and they saw inflation, and they saw that silver was responding to it. Yeah, did they add jet fuel to it? They certainly did. But silver was going to go up anyway. It would have actually probably hit those same targets, just not as quickly, without the help of the Hunt brothers. The COMEX changed the rules around January of 1980, and they said, you know what? You can sell silver contracts, but you can't buy any. We have a marketplace where you can only sell your contract,
but you can't buy.
And they outvoted the Hunt brothers, who said, well, what are you talking about? This is a marketplace. We should be able to do anything we want. And so if you can only sell...
And that's when silver crashed.
It crashed.
Big time. It went from 63 down to below 2.
What most people don't know is that the Hunt brothers, rather weep for them, they were never indicted, and they did nothing wrong.
They were fined, though.
No, that's the interesting thing. They weren't fined. No, they did absolutely nothing wrong, but they sued the COMEX. Because how can you do that? How can you pass rules? Right. About 2 years later, the Federal Reserve settled with the Hunt brothers and wrote them a check for $1 billion. Now, first of all, I don't remember the Federal Reserve being in the mix at all. I remember the COMEX.
Yes.
So the only thing I could think of is, well, you know, why would you be so cocksure that you would sell, right, that you knew that something that somebody else didn't know or somebody was financing you? The Federal Reserve certainly had an interest in having gold and silver go down in value. So I'm just putting two to two together, John.
Yes.
But what if the Federal Reserve was actually funding all these people that were selling silver they didn't own and saying, don't worry about it, we'll write you a check later?
Jake?
Nothing would surprise me.
No.
Nothing.
Sharon, we're going to have to take a break for just a moment and sell some product. Sell some product. Bob, it's to you, my friend.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop down there at 2463 Athens Avenue. I took my head down there yesterday and had it very nicely taken care of. Got a haircut, a beard trim, eyebrows, trimmed off. They had took the weed whacker out and all that stuff. Those are great folks down there at Cypress Square Barbershop. It is man's last stronghold, says so right on the window. You're going to find animal heads on the wall. You're going to find great magazines to read, the polite kind, Stereo Review, Guns and Ammo, Road and Track, Guy magazines. And we had a great conversation down there yesterday. The three guys down there just they'll give you good conversation. It's an old-fashioned barbershop, old-fashioned service. Great folks down there at Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. They're big supporters of veterans and loyal fans of KCNR Radio, where we have our loyal co-hosts this morning, John Dixon and Sharon Morenius.
Good morning again, and I would like to say that Cypress Square Barbershop has, when you say they're old-fashioned, they're the only one in town that I know that puts hot lather around your ears and down your neck and uses a razor and
there is nothing like having a man, trust in having a man holding a straight razor to the back of your neck. You learn how to really lock down all your muscles, but you know what? They're professionals. I've never been nicked.
Never, me either. And they're fantastic people. Their good workers are fun to talk to, and it is the place for men to get a haircut and more. Take your little boy down there and let him learn what it's like to get his hair cut the way it's supposed to be done. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, when I walked in the studio that Bob looked really sharp, but I didn't just
Stiffy,
want,
huh?
But I didn't want him thinking I was hitting on him or anything.
What? you wouldn't want to do that. Because Brenda could really get tough.
It would shock my wife too.
Yeah. Okay, now.
Let's not go there.
We're back, and this is getting to be a little offbeat. I have a really interesting thing here that my co-host Sharon Morenius just handed me, and it is from the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, and it's a multi-purpose pocket survival tool. And it is a very unique little saw, bottle opener, multiple other tool purposes behind it that are all somewhat self-explanatory, but I'd probably have to need directions.
The screwdriver function is the one I've actually used the most.
Screwdriver, knife, a whole bunch of different things, and yet Jake just told us that it was legal to take on an airplane.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was...
okay, you didn't say that.
There you go, John. Yeah, that's all in trouble again.
The nice people at the TSA, as they just after they groped me, had me take this out of my wallet because it's a credit card size thing. And they looked it over because they saw it and they said, "Is this electronic?" Because it looked like a motherboard or something. And it's like, "No, and it's just my utility tool." And they said, "Oh, okay." And so I put it back, and I didn't want to say, "Wait a minute, you won't let me get on board with fingernail clippers, but this is a knife
and a saw." But it's small. It's about the size of a credit card.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit smaller, and it's stainless steel.
Stainless steel, brushed stainless
steel. On your keychain. And you know I want one.
I know you do. And we'll see that you get one. But here's what I want to say to you folks, because this is the important part. Jake actually has two stores. And I'm going to press him here a little bit and get him to give one away at both stores.
Yeah.
Okay? The first person that comes into his stores is going to have one of these given to them if they mention KCNR. And now I have to take a break to make some more money. And then we're going to come back on and talk some more about that promotion for Jake's business. Go ahead.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. After a deadly Colorado movie theater shooting, police clearing out several buildings near the home of the suspect. Aurora, Colorado Police Chief Dan Oates revealing.
His apartment is apparently booby-trapped. And what we have is we have a whole bunch of bomb techs from all different agencies. We have pictures inside the location.
Those techs trying to disarm the material in the apartment. Authorities telling Fox News they want to arraign the suspect, James Holmes, as early as this afternoon. The president offering condolences.
We may never understand what leads anybody to terrorize their fellow human beings like this. You know, such violence, such evil, is senseless.
The president speaking in Florida. Mitt Romney also offering condolences. He'll address the shooting at his event today in New Hampshire. This is a Fox News alert.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, "I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo." He called me a few months later. "I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect." Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster does a guarantee that other shops don't dare offer. He can take care of them from small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3280 Market Street, Reading. Or you can call Jeff at 241-8373. Crackmaster, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, John Dixon and Sharon Moranius.
Welcome back. And we are here with Jake Ryan of Patriot Gold and Silver. And I was just saying that he was going to give to the first person who comes to his store in Sunset Market Plaza, the Patriot Gold store.
Silver Exchange, either in Reading on Sunset Plaza or in the Olive Tree Plaza in Corning.
Okay, and both of them are available for the first person to drop in and mention KCNR. We'll get one of these little tools given to them and tell them that the people here at KCNR said hi to Jennifer at the Sunset store. She's a great lady. And
she's not my wife. I mean, everybody
says, but she does a fantastic job for you.
I know, but everybody comes in and says, you know, I talked to your wife the other day. Really? My wife was in the store? I like to separate my home life from my business life.
Jennifer represents you well.
She does. She's awesome.
And you know what? And I know you have total trust in her because you give her an awful lot of money. Now, let's go back to...
If I didn't give it to her, she'd take it.
There you go. We're going to have to pause for just a moment in our conversation because Sharon's got an announcement to make.
Oh, well, I do. We have two tickets here to Kill a Mockingbird at the Riverfront Playhouse for Saturday, July 28th. And so I guess we give away tickets to the first caller at 605-4567.
605-4567. First caller gets two tickets.
To Kill a Mockingbird. I've got a friend in this, Thomas DeSalvo. And this is local theater, everybody. This is great. And like we had Bill Collins on early talking about theater. And entertainment in this area is top-notch. And I hear that this To Kill a Mockingbird is a wonderful, wonderful play, and you'll leave that theater with just goosebumps. So
the venue is great also. I've been there, and it is just an enjoyable place to go see a play, and To Kill a Mockingbird, classic. So, onwards. Back to Jake.
Well, you know, we were talking about the news of the day, and everybody's talking about what went on in Colorado with the Batman premiere and such, and I know maybe we're disagreeing a little bit, John, but we're talking about how are these things just more prevalent than normally? A lot of the people I talk to, preppers especially, this is the kind of thing they're looking at as a sign of collapse. But I keep looking at this, and I think to myself, I remember reading an interview on Red Dragon, which is Hannibal Lecter and The Silence of the Lamb. That was based on a character, that was actually based on a person that lived in the 1850s in Philadelphia, who's a cannibal, and he was basically committing these crimes. And then, of course, we were just talking about the guy that killed a little over about a dozen kids
in the school. And we could go to Jack the Ripper and a whole bunch of other events that parallel monster type of events that took place. But I think what Sharon pointed out while we were having this discussion, the automatic weapons capability that are there now.
Mass destruction capability.
Well, like that guy in 1922, dynamite was a relatively new thing, and he used it to blow up a school and kill a dozen kids.
Right.
So, unless
your regular little propane canister
with a little creative work can yield an explosive grenade as powerful as anything the military can pack on their person. So unless you just start restricting everything, you got to get to the root.
And we can't restrict all that stuff. You know, we could talk about drones, and you know what can we restrict? The drones are there, but now the head of some GPS company or whatever appeared in front of a commission the other day talking about how easy it would be for someone just a little bit familiar with technology to be able to hijack a drone in our friendly skies and use it to...
Against us.
You know, yeah,
absolutely.
Against us in many other ways. But what are you going to do? You can't stop the Internet. You can't stop technology. So to me, it's like, after 9-1-1, what did we all do? We watched our neighbors. Our eyes and our ears were open. And short of that, what recourse do we have? We've got to be more vigilant and keep our eyes open no matter where we are and who we're with.
And yet we still have to go about living our lives without fear, because if we become so fearful that we don't function, then the terrorists have in fact won.
Yeah. Or even worse, we become so fearful we pass all sorts of laws, and we lull ourselves into this false notion that those laws will protect us, and they don't.
And they absolutely won't. Security for liberty, end up with neither.
Exactly.
Yeah, it helps the criminals.
Real quick, before we take the break here, Sandy from Reading won herself those tickets to Kill a Mockingbird, and I want to thank her for being a loyal KCNR listener.
Indeed, and before we take the break, be aware that when we come back, we've got some other tickets to give away. And stick around for that. Maybe you'll be the winner.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
And this portion of Free Fire Media brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, taking pride in the vehicles they sell, and they strive to Succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. They're at 555 Cypress Avenue at Reading, 223-2177. Now back to our guest host, John Dixon and Sharon Warenius.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR.
At KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio, and we are back, and we're live, and we're having a great discussion at the break, and I'd like to bring you all into it. The essence of what Jake had said was he brought up Say's Law, which says that for every
supply creates, economics, we're so proud of it, because there are so few laws in economics. Everything's a theory. And so in Say's Law, supply creates its own demand. We have the money to for the best prison system in the world, and so therefore we're going to
build it and use it.
We're going to build it, and then we're going to fill it. And things that normally would have been solved in other ways, you know, things that should have been misdemeanors, well, they become criminal offenses. And we see prison time for these things.
Yeah.
And it gets ridiculous. One guy in Colorado robbed a bank. And gosh, you shouldn't rob banks. But he received a sentence of over 1,000 years?
Yeah.
And God forbid longevity being what it is, the longer we can keep this guy alive, the more of a burden he is to the taxpayer. But it's okay because we have the money to make sentences like that.
Well, when I look at that, do we have the money? I'm not sure that's true.
I mean,
look what's happening here in California when we have the largest individual state population of prisoners of any of the states, and we're paying $44,000 a year per prisoner to incarcerate. We're paying $8,000 a year to educate children. There's a disparity there that just doesn't work.
And none of it works.
Absolutely.
None of it's working. None of the kids aren't. I mean, I think we've got a lot of really smart kids, but it seems like we're spending a whole lot more money to educate kids nowadays than we did, of course, when all of us were younger. And, I mean, maybe they're a little smarter. I'm not real sure. I think technology has just created a whole new
the informational
level
networks
of education.
Have definitely improved their education.
You know, I among the many things I am, I'm also a certified school chief business officer with the California Association of School Business Officers, and I've taken AXA classes, which, you know, so I'm actually pretty well aware of the
cost factors.
And you know, the money thing has never been helpful. I mean, you can spend as much money as you want. It doesn't change the dynamic of the teacher and student. If anything, it just allows you to add more bureaucracy. I saw school districts that talked about how they were cutting administrators, but what they did was they stuck their administrators in the local schools. I went to high school, Polytechnic High School, with Snoop Dogg, by the way, in Long Beach.
And me too. Polytechnic, 1973.
Oh, okay. Enter to learn, go forth to serve. Yeah.
Small world.
Snoop Dogg went there, by the way.
I think Anthony Hill did too, didn't he? The football player?
Yeah.
I think he was in my biology class.
And Cameron Diaz.
Old home week here.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, do you know that if you went there now, do you know how many principals they have? When you went to Poly, how many principals do they have?
Just one.
And do you know how many they have now?
No, I have no clue.
They have two. How many vice principals did they have?
Just one.
Me too. Now they have three.
Well, but even back then, back in the 70s, we still were frisked when we went through school.
Mm-hmm.
Our backpacks were checked, and that was the year of the riots back in the 69 and 70.
Yep.
And there, you know, so we still had problems back there. And that's another thing about the money bit. It hasn't changed in the education, and it doesn't really change thing in our criminal situation. I mean, are our criminals becoming less criminals? No. What is the money doing? It's just putting more people in prison. And as you said, people, if the money is there, oh good, let's use it. So we're arresting people who are, I don't know, I think there's a lot of people who are in jail who probably shouldn't be. And so therefore it's causing a lot of people who should be to not be able to be.
Well,
because
of
lack of funds or lack of room.
You know, we know through DNA evidence that there were people that we were going to put to death that shouldn't have been put to death.
Right.
Now, maybe you can console yourself and say, well, they were probably guilty of something, which, really? You really want to go there?
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, okay. So that being said, the only reason we know about that is that people were willing to put the resources behind DNA testing. And so my question to you is then, if some people can actually be convicted of the highest crime in the that we have, you know, where we actually put you to death, But resources can't, and we sort of, we review those cases and appeal those cases, and they went through all these things. Yeah, and then it turns out the guy's not guilty of that particular crime. Then the low-level crimes, which, by the way, don't get as much review, how many of those, you know, have we convicted people with less evidence that aren't guilty?
Right. But then what we have done, though, is we've piled paperwork on top of paperwork and bills and laws and regulations to the point where it takes forever to try anyone because you've got all the loopholes and all the different, you know, bills to look through.
Oh, no, no,
that's and regulations.
That's only in civil court. It takes all that time and effort to do it in civil court. In criminal court, because the taxpayer is footing the bill, you know, we are enthusiastic about prosecuting people for anything and everything. Judges will hand out sentences, and nobody really cares about the cost because the taxpayer will always pay for it. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, so we've got the best prison system we can afford. Now, what happens when we start not having the tax revenues and such? Well, now we're complaining because we're releasing all these people who may probably never should have been in prison in the first place. There were probably lots of things that could have been done, but heck, we have the money. Why not just put them in prisons?
Well, the conveyor belt justice system that moves people through, whether they're guilty or not guilty, mm-hmm. and makes it easier for them to plead out than to be able to pay the money to defend themselves, even if they are innocent, is what has gotten us to the situation we're in right now. And again, I'm going to say that there's the practical reality of what's going on, and then there's the philosophical approach to how we can solve this thing in the future. But right now, the future is not what we're all concerned with. We're concerned with the guy who's robbing our house, shooting our friends, repetitively moving in and out of the jail, and how do we stop that? And again, this is what has to be addressed. We have to deal with the criminals on the street right now. And part of the problem is that AB 109, the realignment bill that put these people on the street out of prison with $200 gate money and said, you're basically on your own because the parole office can't handle the volume of it. Many of them aren't even required to sign in with them anymore, and they're hitting the streets. That $200, you know about how long that lasts? And then they're back to, how do I support myself? There's a 20% unemployment rate here in the county. What do? They're going back to whatever they did before. Sell dope, steal, and assault people.
But the county is the one that prosecuted them. The county is the one that arrested them. The county is the one that did all these things.
In some cases, Jake, it's not the same now.
Then we send them away somewhere else.
Okay, we got a break real quick.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand. Wynn River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em, or just a few to name. Mini Bad Beats, Progressive Quads, Progressive Straight Flushes. You can bet on this. A $2 poker rake only at the River's Edge. Check out our daily tournaments, including our $1,000 guaranteed Omaha High-Low on Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For all you early riser poker players, get in on the action Monday through Thursday for the River's Edge Early Bird Special. Starts at 10 a.m. First 18 players get a meal deal. Every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., get a chance to play the Plinko game board for instant prizes. $25 add-on, $50 slash the pot. Double prize, aces cracked for $25 and more. Plus, earn entries to win a gas barbecue grill. Giveaway on Wednesday, August 29th. Don't forget our $2 poker rake, best in town. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or visit the River's Edge.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi. I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are, like, in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. They remain very involved to this day. They carry a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles, and they have a full-service facility. You ride a hog, they are the folks to go see. You can sell your bike or trade it in. They have financing available. If you want to ride a Harley, they'll figure out how to help you make it happen. They're at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. Give them a call, 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hey, we're back, folks, and you know what? It has been a fast 2 hours, and we've had a lot of fun. Sharon has something to say here that I hope you are all excited about.
Yes, indeed, I do. We have two more tickets to give away, and these four are tickets for Kids Unlimited. And I don't have a date on exactly when this is going to be, however.
Those tickets are good for any showing of Kids Unlimited. Those are not tickets. They are vouchers. Take them to the box office, and you can trade those in for tickets on any day that the Kids Unlimited show is taking place. And we have two of them, and I will take the calls right now.
First call, five. Step in. Listen, I have a breaking news story here that needs to be addressed. The headline reads, Anderson woman arrested for allegedly helping to plot the River Trail robbery of the pregnant woman on the Sundial Bridge. An Anderson woman was arrested Thursday on suspicion of participating with two others in the June 20th assault and robbery of a pregnant Redding woman on the Sacramento River Trail near the Sundial Bridge. It was announced by the Redding police this morning that Erica Swan, 29, was arrested on suspicion of robbery, conspiracy to commit a crime, and battery, and booked into the Shasta County Jail in lieu of a $100,000 bail. Swan told police at the time of last month's incident that she and Nicole Voltaggio, 18, were walking west of the bridge when they were robbed by two men. Voltaggio was 8 months pregnant at the time of the assault and was taken to Mercy Medical Center, where she gave birth to a premature but otherwise healthy baby. Police said investigators have worked diligently on the case and focused their investigation on Swan, who was not injured during the robbery and did not appear to be a target of the suspects. Investigators obtained cellular phone records, which revealed that Swan was texting with unknown suspects seconds before the assault. A series of search warrants led investigators to Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego, where Voltaggio's former boyfriend, Lance Swan, 20, of Laguna Niguel, and serves as a U.S. Marine in the U.S. Marine Corps. Lance and Erica Swan are cousins, police said. Investigators also investigated an associate of Lance Swan, who also serves in the Marine Corps. The man, Jeffrey Thomas Walton, 20, of Ventura, told investigators he participated in the assault robbery along with Lance Swan.
This is chilling, man.
He confirmed that Erica Swan was involved in the plot and had texted Lance Swan to signal when she and Voltaggio arrived at the trail. Investigators served a search warrant at Erica Swan's residence in Anderson. They recovered property that she had reported taken during the robbery. She was arrested and booked into jail. Investigators obtained arrest warrants for Lance Swan and Walton, who are being detained at Camp Pendleton by Naval Criminal Investigative Services.
And there you have the rest of the story.
That's the rest of the story. And that is You know, in some ways it's great, and it's so sad that two of our service members could be involved in such a thing.
The whole thing is chilling. I'm sorry.
It is. It just, you know what, it's standing. We have.
Because we do have a winner, Roberta Withrow, loyal listener, very loyal listener, gets herself a pair of Kids Unlimited tickets. And that's about, we got about a minute and a half, you guys want to.
We're about done. I think I'm going to wrap it up. You know, Carl always likes to say, it's the good guys or the bad guys. Which are you? Well, I'm beginning to wonder who the bad guys are, because it seems like everybody is right now. When I
Absolutely.
Hear two Marines pulled this off, I am so disappointed that they would beat up a pregnant woman, and I know Carl's going to be angry.
Well, not just the Marines, but, you know, you question your family members anymore. I mean, it's gotten
People's
that
upbringing.
Bad. And I hate to leave on that note, but we need to be vigilant. And we need to learn to be kind to our neighbors. Don't do unto others that you don't want them to do to you. I know it's simple, but where are we going to start, John? We can't just fix everything by grabbing everyone, throwing them in jail. We've got to lead by example.
I'm going to say one thing, and that is that Ms. Voltaggio was fantastic throughout this thing. She showed courage and stood up every step of the way. Good luck to you and your baby, and I hope you can sleep better tonight knowing that they've got these people in custody.
Be safe out there.
Be safe. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks, Jake, for your time.
Thank you.
Shasta Startup is up next here on KCNR Shasta Reading.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Yo, I'm Lisa Brady.
And if there's anything to take away from this tragedy, it's the reminder that life is very fragile.
President Obama reacting to the massacre at a movie in Colorado overnight. At least 12 people killed, dozens wounded in a theater packed for a midnight premiere of the new Batman movie. A suspect in custody, but the crisis may not be over. Federal agents swarming the man's apartment. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper with a live update.
Five buildings around 24-year-old James Holmes' apartment have been evacuated, police figuring out how to disarm the explosives found in his place.
We could be here for hours, we could be here for days, trying to figure out how to get in there. The pictures are pretty disturbing, it looks pretty sophisticated in terms of how it's booby-trapped.
In San Diego, where Holmes' parents live,
their hearts go out to the friends and family of those that were involved, and they are cooperating with law enforcement.
The Pentagon says some members of the military have been wounded in the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting. Lisa?
Jennifer, it's just been confirmed that the suspect had been a medical